listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Mount Gambier played host to a forum last week exploring the different ways to tackle underage drug and alcohol use. Stakeholders came together from across the region to discuss a Planet Youth School survey undertaken by Limestone Coast students in 2023. Sophie Boucher from Substance Misuse Limestone Coast says the data provides valuable insight into the region's youth.
It also gave us some information about what opportunities that we could put into place to set directions for future harm prevention activities to reduce risk factors for young people who are using drugs or alcohol.
Police are on the hunt for some thieves after a bobcat was stolen from a worksite in Compton earlier in the month. It's believed it was taken between Saturday the 9th of March and Tuesday the 12th. The machine retails north of $100,000. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. Limestone Coasters are in for what's predicted to be the worst cold and flu season ever. One in three people are expected to fall under the weather. Last year, 300,000 Aussies were hit with the flu. Millicent is getting a facelift. Two new entrance signs will be erected on both the northern and southern ends of the Princes Highway in town. Both will feature Millicent's historic band Rotunda, that was built back in 1911. And Paul Duca has been reappointed to the City of Mount Gambier's Audit and Risk Committee. He'll remain in the position until March next year. Taking a look at some local sport now, the Warriors have come out on top of the Mount Gambier Softball League after downing the Demons in the grand final. A big win saw the side go up 14-7. Pitcher Lena Brueggemann was named best on.